With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Police investigating incidents involving Colorado justices after former President Donald Trump's name was removed from the state's ballot. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Police said they are providing extra patrols around the Denver area homes of Colorado Supreme Court justices. Threats were directed at the judges following the court's decision to remove the former president from the state's presidential primary ballot. Citing safety and privacy considerations and because there are ongoing investigations, Denver police won't provide details. In a 4-3 decision last week, Colorado's highest court ruled that Trump can be barred from the ballot for violating the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. The court stayed its decision until January 4th or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez wants his bribery trial delayed.
Prosecutors argued against the postponement a week after defense lawyers offered several reasons why they say a trial of the Democrat and co-defendants, including his wife, should be delayed. Four defendants, including Menendez, had pleaded not guilty to a bribery conspiracy charge that alleges that Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The senator, his wife, and a third defendant have also pleaded not guilty to a charge that they conspired to utilize the senator as an agent of the Egyptian government, even though he was prohibited from doing so as a member of Congress. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A Tokyo court has held only the operator of the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant responsible for paying damages to dozens of evacuees. This is SRN News. Several states will let voters decide on abortion in 2024.
Efforts are underway largely by pro-abortion forces to get the issue on the ballot in 9 more states. New York and Maryland will definitely take a vote next year, and Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado probably will too. A pro-abortion effort in Florida is facing stiff opposition from pro-life advocates and Republicans in the legislature. Nebraska, South Dakota, and Missouri might also place the question before voters in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania returning 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen 10 years ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th to the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them abroad. This is SRN News. Of the rollout of potential new electric vehicle goals in the state of Maine has been pushed back by 1 year.
That's because a recent storm delayed a vote by environmental regulators. The Board of Environmental Protection postponed its vote last week and won't meet again before year's end. That delay means the proposed rules must be amended to go into effect for vehicles in the 2028 model year instead of the 2027 model year. The original plan would eventually require 82% of new vehicles sold to be considered zero emissions by the 2032 model year. John Scott reporting.
High surf warning in effect for some of Hawaii's shores. The National Weather Service says some of the North Shores could see waves up to 30 feet. That warning is in effect for north and west facing shores of several islands of Hawaii. More details at srnnews.com.